Hello，Hello，
我们要开始我们最后一项。
We are going to start our last session。
就是见证。
This is the testimony。啊，
就说如果你在这三天的里面，你如果神给你有一些感动，有一些的见证，我们欢迎你上来分享。
In the past 3 days, if you have some experience, you want to, you would like to give testimony, you can come up to share.
我想在这三天的里面，那神也有对一些弟兄姊妹说话。
I believe in these 3 days, God has spoken to some of us.
所以我们希望你不要消灭圣灵的感动。
I hope that you don't quench the moving of the Holy Spirit.
希望你能够上来，不仅是做一个见证，也是对其他弟兄姊妹的鼓励。
Not only when you come here to share your testimony, it's not only a testimony, but also an edification and encouragement to brothers and sisters.
所以我就把时间交给大家。
So I just give the time, pass the time to you all.
希望大家能，我上次说，谁是第一个吃螃蟹的人，很多人听不懂。
Last time I said, whoever is the first one to eat.Crab.
对，那什么意思呢？就是说，如果你是第一个上来的，你是非常有勇气的。
And when I said this, a lot of people didn't understand what I mean. What I mean is, if you are the first come up to speak, you are the most courageous one.
不是说你第一个上来，我就要给你一个 crab.
It's not saying that if you're the first one to come, I'll give you a crab.
Okay. 好，时间交给你。
Okay, so this is recorded. okay, so I just feel like to, this camp, there's something I have learned.
在这个营会里头，我有一些东西是我学了。
And in fact, it wasn't just this camp where I learned it.
其实不单只是在这个营里头。
In preparing for this camp, I think I learned a lot, but it kind of culminated here.
但是当我要预备这个营会的时候，我已经开始学，但是在这个营会里头就是。有更多的学习。
It's just been a lesson I've been learning over the last few years.
这些东西是我在过去几年我一直在开始学。
And so basically, the year I'm in right now, it's like my final year at uni.
我今年对我来讲好像是大学里头最后的一年。
And for what I had originally wanted to do, this is like the do or die point.The make or break point.
好像来到今年，好像是我好像是做或者不做一个关键的一个抉择的时候。
Yeah, it's almost like either I get there and everything is nice, or I miss by a little bit, and whatever I wanted to do in the past, I can't do anymore.
或者说，好像我是技术去做，还是呢，我差一点才能够做好。因为这一点，我就以前都是功夫都没有不能够带我往前了。
And so it made me really anxious and really competitive and really busy.
所以这个叫我有焦虑，也叫我有好像很要竞争性很强，也叫我很忙碌。
And so in the past, I've always like said, "Oh, yeah, God, I just want to give it to you, and I want, yeah, just, I just want this not to be what I focus on.
我过去我都曾经不断地向主祷告说主啊，我不想这样，我愿意把这个交给你。
Yeah, so just, yeah, change my focus and help me not rely too much on this thing.
求主改变我的焦点，以致我不依靠这些东西。
Okay, so when I was preparing for the workshop, I was in the car and I was like, oh, I don't have enough ideas yet.
当我要预备这个营会的时候呢，我就在车，开车，坐车来的时候，我就觉得主啊，我没有什么概念，应该怎样说什么。
And so I'm like, oh, I remember there's a song on some disc in the car that has possibly relevant lyrics.
我就想起啊，在车里头可能好有一个 CD， 有一个音乐里头的歌词，可能跟我要想讲有关系的。
And so I'm like, okay, I'll play it now and see if I get any ideas.
那么我就说啊，我要把它放出来听，看里头有没有一些话是有帮助的。
And in it was and the lyrics said, yeah, if there's anything I rely on, please take it away from me quickly.
但是在歌词里头真的是有一个歌词一句说，主要如果有一些东西是我依靠着的，我求你立刻把它拿去。
And yeah, I was thinking about that, and then was it Friday night message?
事情就是这样了。那么到礼拜五的晚上的信息的时候
yeah, I just realized that I had always been like I would say I kind of like avoid and say, oh God, change my focus.
我好像要逃避说，主啊，你把我的焦点挪去。
But I've always been too scared to tell God that He can.To take away things that I rely on.
我不敢跟主说，主啊，求你把我所依赖的东西挪去，所以我就比较逃避说，主啊，你把我的焦点放得正确。
Yeah. And so, but I just realized like in this camp, I don't know. I feel like God's given me a little bit of strength or wisdom.
我不知道怎样，但是主好像在这个营会里头给我一点的力量。和智慧。
To at least for this current time, and I can't promise for the future, but at least for right now, to be able to be willing to tell God to take away anything I rely on.
起码这个时候我是甘愿愿意跟主说，主啊，你把我所依赖的你挪去。我不能够答应将来或怎样，但这一刻我是这样愿意，我也跟主讲了。
Yeah, and so I feel like God's given me grace this camp to be able to say that, even if it's just for now.
我知道是主给我恩典，我才能够在这个时候这样向主讲。虽然只是可能只是现在讲，我不知道将来，但这样讲呢，是主给我的恩典。
Yeah, and so I feel like it, at least for now, I feel like I've learned a lot.
所以对我这样现在来讲，我觉得我在这方面我学了很多。
Yeah.
我就说一点点吧。
Just say a little bit.
其实我这次不是很想来青年营的。
This time I wasn't really. This time I wasn't planning to come to this camp.
但是就是因为青年组的那些好朋友就一直叫我说来呀来呀，然后我又不想离群，我就来了。
But some of the good friends at youth group say come come come, so I didn't want to reject them.
然后我现在的一个情况就是我刚刚读完书毕业了，然后我还没有找到工作。
So I'm in a situation where I have finished my studies, I graduated, but yet to find a job.
所以我就很闲，其实我在家时间很多。
So actually I'm quite relaxed, I had lots of free time at home.
所以就是这次题目每次都说纷繁世界听主声音，老师问到你们忙不忙？
He said the topic say listen to the Lord Jesus at the noisy world, but I'm in a very relaxed world.
我还没说呢。然后我就觉得我好闲。
Can read her mind.
对，所以我这次来 camp， 我好像突然明白，就是昨天做 workshop 的时候。
But yesterday when I was at the workshop.
我就看每个人都很忙，然后我发现大家很忙的时候都希望能够来抓住主，能够来亲近主。
So I discovered everyone was very busy, and as they are being busy, they also try to grab hold of the Lord.
然后我就突然觉得神给我这段时间这么闲这么亲近，
But then I said to the Lord, why you give me such a relaxed environment when I'm so free?
他好像是让我就是让我学习在安很安逸的生活中也来抓住主。
As if he's teaching me to learn to grab hold of him when I'm in a very easy and relaxed situation.
所以我觉得好像神对我们的训练是很全面的，他让我们在很忙的生活中来提醒我们要抓住他，又给我们一个安逸的环境，也提醒我们来依靠他。
So I felt that the Lord is being very comprehensive. He wants us to grab hold of him when we're busy, also to grab hold of him when we are relaxed and hasn't got much to do.
对，所以我就觉得特别好这一次。然后大家一直就是，就是讲到的弟兄也提醒我们神多么多么爱我们。我觉得就是借着这个，我才突然想到，哦，神是要我在安逸中要也要来就是亲近他。
So, and through the messages, we are reminded how much God loves us, and I can realize that I really need to learn to draw near to God as well.
然后，我还特别喜欢昨天的那个工作坊里的那个小故事。
I also like the story presented in the workshop yesterday.
它就是讲到那个，造木乃伊的那个工匠。
They're talking about the carpenters or the workmen who built the 木乃伊。
不是木乃伊，木偶。
木偶，who built the puppets, the wooden puppets.
然后那个小木偶就觉得他自己特别丑，身上有很多被人贴了很多那些黑点。
And the puppet felt that he was very ugly and had so many black dots attached to his body.
对，然后他就很沮丧，他不敢来见这个造他的这个木匠。
And he felt a bit bad about being ugly, so did not dare to come and see the creator.
可是我很感动，里面有一句话，这个木匠见到这个木乃伊的时候，他说：“我等了你很久。”
But then I was very touched when the workman, the carpenter who built the puppet, said to him that I have waited for you for a long time to see you.
然后他还对这个就是小木偶说：“你是我造的，你很特别。”
And say to the puppet, "You are my creation. You are special."
我就非常感动，我就突然间觉得神真的很爱我们，他觉得我们每个人都很特别。
And I was very moved by that. I really suddenly felt that how much God has loved me and that we are all special to Him.
因为我这个人就是比较在意，我跟身边人的关系，所以我会很在意别人对我的看法。
I'm a person who really pay particular attention to my relationship with people, especially about how people felt about me.
我就觉得我身上有很多黑点，当我可能今天跟一个人就是相处的不是很愉快的时候，我就觉得我身上又多了一个黑点。
So I felt that there are many black dots in my life, especially if I have a broken relationship with anyone.Or did not please someone, then I have another black dot.
然后我就有段时间我真的觉得好累，我觉得大家都不喜欢我。
So at one time I felt very tired, as if nobody likes me.
但是我就是通过昨天的工作坊，我突然就明白了，我要做的是每天都来见神。
And through yesterday's workshop, I realized that.What I need to do is to come and draw near to God every day.
因为这个小木偶来见神的时候，他就掉了一个黑点。
So whenever that, like a puppet coming to see the master, whenever he draws near to the master, one black dot will be taken away.
这些黑点不是一次性都掉光的。
It may not necessarily be all gone in one incident, one meeting.
但是他就是。每天都要来神面前被神提醒，神有多爱我们，我们的黑点就会慢慢掉。
But if we draw near to God every day, then day by day those black dots will be gone one by one.
所以我就觉得很美好，我就觉得神真的很爱我们，他就是用各种办法或者是什么，他也不嫌弃我们，他就是希望我们每天来见他。
So therefore, it's so special to have God who loves us.And who do not mind meeting us despite our shortcomings?
就是这么多，谢谢。
That's what I want to share.
弟兄姊妹们下午安。
Good afternoon, brothers and sisters.
其实呢，这次因为我觉得我最大的一个收获哈，体会就是能够再次重新能够感受神的爱。
And what I gained in this camp is that I felt afresh again the love of God.
其实在我来营会之前呢，其实很长一段时间我一直处在一个低谷当中。
And before the camp, I was in a life that is sort of going downward.
虽然呢，我在外面也有一些服事，在平时的生活当中也有一些的祷告。
Even though I do have some, I serve the Lord outwardly. I have some prayer during my daily life.
但是我自己心里知道，我跟神之间有隔阂。
But I felt there was something that is between me and God.
所以很多时候哈，其实在做很多事情的时候，其实心里面一直有声音在提醒我。
So whenever I do anything, there is always a voice reminding me
回到他的面前,
that I need to return to Him, return to God to pray.
但是很多时候我实在没有能力，没有那个力量回到他的面前。
But a lot of time I felt that I'm powerless to do so.
那有的时候，当真的有那样一个能力的时候，当我回到主面前，我跟主只有一个祷告。
So whenever I can come back to the Lord, I have a prayer before the Lord.
我说主啊，你救我。
I say, Lord, save me.
我真的没有办法，你救我。
I have no other way but for you to save me.
其实呢，这次因为我是一直不想来参加的。
This camp, actually, I've been trying not to come.
真的，我那个时候，大家叫我报名的时候，有时候心里面有提醒要来，那我他们问我说来不来，那我头也点一下。其实我心里面，即使在里面，我是很不愿意来的。
And when people ask me, "Are you coming to the camp?" I nod my head, but in my heart, I do not really want to come.
我真的很不愿意。
I'm not willing to come.
我那时候还想着哈，我现在这种状况，可能呢，在这个放假的期间，我可以在家里面好好安静我自己。
I was saying to myself, maybe in this holiday, I can be quiet by myself at home. That would be much better.
可能借着那个机会呢，我能够重新的与主有安静的时间，不一定要与大家这么多人在一起。
Maybe that a time alone with the Lord would be much better than with everyone here.
但是其实另外心里面有一个另外一个声音。
But there was another voice reminding me.
你怎么知道说这三天时间你不是在家里面也是浪费时间没有来亲近主呢？
It was telling me, are you sure you're going to make full use of that 3 days alone by yourself at home, or will you be wasting your time as well?
其实那个时候我就发现说，当我不忙的时候，我很难亲近神。
I discovered that when I'm not busy, I discovered that I cannot be near to God.
一点点的东西，慢慢慢慢的就把我拉离了远，拉我远离了神。
It's very easy for me to be distracted by small matters that pull me away from God.
可以说是一点一点的，在我不经意当中，我就被他拉离了神。
So I discovered that there are just a little bit here and a little bit there, and it's enough to distract me.
其实我心里面知道说，这好像就像是那个罗德，就是慢慢挪移帐篷，一直到索多玛一样的，等待我的是死亡。
Just like Lot being led away by his eyes, seeing what is good to his eyes, and then he was led in the end to Sodom and Gomorrah.
但是我真的对自己很厌弃，我没办法回到神面前。
So I really despise myself. I say to myself, I need to go back to God.
那么在营会之前也是。也因着这个事情呢，有些弟兄姊妹就与我有些的交通，也因着他们的关怀，我就跟他们有些敞开交通。
And during the camp, there are some brothers and sisters who concern for me, and I have very good fellowship with them.
然后也是借着交通，神在里面关照我，让我正视我自己的问题。
And through fellowship, I can look seriously at the problem I'm facing, and finding solution.
可能我在不经意当中。为着我的工作，为着我的身份，为着我的婚姻，各样各种的事情，在我不经意没有去注意的时候，它已经在我里面成为我的问题。
Because many of those things that was dear to me, like my job, my future, my residency, my marriage, become too big for me.
当我刚强的时候呢，这都没有问题。当我就是好像跟主的关系对的时候，这些都没有问题。
When I have a right relationship with the Lord, all these matters are not important.
但是当我跟主的关系开始很软弱，我真的是没有感觉到他的爱的时候呢，就一点一滴的我被其他事物所转移。
Whenever I felt that I'm away from the Lord, I do not felt His love, then these things will become big problem for me.
我找其他东西来成为我自己的满足。
Then I start to look for other things to fill up my life.
所以到了营会，从昨天啊，从第一天星期五晚，下午我们交通忙碌，那个问题，神就是接着那个问题的答卷。其实那天我很认真的，真是就像跟主一样的对话，一对一这样子，我跟他在回答。
So since the first day we were here, I have, in the workshop about how busy we are, and I felt that I have a personal conversation with the Lord on that matter.
然后再到晚上，你有弟兄的信息，还有在接下来的，其实好像每一天的这个信息，好像都是主在对我说话一样的。
And every message that was spoken, including the message that Brother Neil spoke on the first night, they all have been speaking to me personally.
真的，当他讲到以赛亚书那个五十五章，这个这边说到说耶和华说，当趁可寻找的时候寻找他。
Especially in Isaiah 55 verse 6, talking about seek the Lord while he can still be found.
相近的时候就是来就近他。
And to draw near to him while he is near.
恶人要离开他的路，他的道路。
And the wicked should depart from their ways.
我第一次是想恶人不是指犯罪的，不是指那些很堕落的人。
I believe this wicked not just to those who are fallen away or bad people.
我这是真的是看见说不听他的话的人，不顺从里面引导的人，也是对他来说也是神所不喜悦的人。
I believe the wicked also including everyone who did not delight in coming to the Lord, who are away from the Lord.
所以我也要离弃我自己选择的道路。
So I also need to depart from the way that I've chosen for myself.
真的，我很多时候就是因为那些问题，所以我被手机，我被网络所捆绑，我出不来。
I discovered that I've always been in bondage to my whole handphones, many other things.
与弟兄姊妹跟别人的交通都少了，也很少去关心别人。我看见我的问题，但是我真的出不来。
I was so preoccupied by them that I do not have enough time to fellowship with brothers and sisters, and I felt trapped.
所以当后面你有弟兄在那边在读到后面说，你们当回心那个在就是那个回转向他，他就怜悯你。
And when we continue reading and found that it says that if you repent, then we can return to Him.
所以我就发现啊，只要我有个心愿意回转的时候，我就觉得真的是很奇妙的。我其实很常，我经常这样祷告，但是我没有力量。
So I discovered that whenever I can repent and I can return to Him, even though for many times I pray without any power or success.
但是昨天晚上那真的是带着那个能力，就是进到我里面，我整个人很释放。
And last night somehow that word became a powerful word to me that freed me or released me from my current problems.
然后真的在接着这两天的信息，我就看见真的神对我不离不弃。
And these few days, I can see that God did not depart from me.
就像我很长时间我都不想要他，他还是要我。
Even though for a long time I do not want God, but God never departed from me.
是的，在来营会之前，我已经到了一个地步，就是我不要神了。
Before coming to the camp, I came to a stage where I do not want God anymore.
但是我真的发现说，即使我这样的不堪，但是他还是要。
Even though I'm not worthy, but God did not let me go.
他还是要向我说话。
He still wants to speak to me.
所以我觉得这一次的来很有收获。我相信大家都是一样的。
So I believe coming to this camp this time, I gain a lot. I believe everyone else is having the same result.
还有一个就是。就是在这次营会当中，其实我就对我自己来说是个提醒。
And in this camp, there was another reminder to me.
因为在我们教会当中，上次有处理一些问题嘛。
Because in the church we have to deal with some discipline issues.
那是一个很大一个问题。
It was a big problem in the church.
当我想到这个问题，再想到我自己这个人的问题的时候。
But I think about those problems and my problem.
那我就看见说，其实每个人他都有自己自身的漏洞和缺点。
And I believe that everyone has their own shortcomings and problems.
如果我们不来紧紧的依靠神，
if we do not trust in God,
可能在某一天，我们心里面印着一点点妥协，一点点的要其他的东西。
And if we do not seek the Lord, and one day those problems concerning our own interests or we are coveting something,
那么慢慢慢慢的逐渐的我们就会被拉离神。
and we can be pulled away from God by those things.
到有一天的时候，我们真的心刚硬，神的光照不进来了。
And we can harden our heart to a stage that God cannot shine His light into our hearts.
所以昨天那个就是下午的 workshop 那个最后的一个总结，就是看完那个小故事、木偶故事之后一个总结。
So yesterday at the workshop, when we saw the puppet story as a conclusion to the workshop,
就是其实当我们悔改之后，就像那个徐勇弟兄还是谁读的那个，就是当我们要回到起初的爱。
And that we are reminded that we need to return to the first love.
然后我们要悔改。
We need to repent.
还有我们要行我们当初所行的。
And to do what we did in the first place.
当我们悔改之后，我们要行动。
And when we repent, we do need to have the action to accompany it.
昨天晚那个总结就是说，一小那个每一小步都是重要的，每一小步都是重要的。
Every step is important.
一天一小步。
Every day we take a small step.
一天一小步是什么？更重要。
It's important to begin that small step.
是，所以一天一天的，我们可以一步一步的被神，就是一步一步的把我们自己拉向神。
So day by day, step by step, we can be pulled near towards God.
那么我们可以真的说，虽然这条路很窄，我们也能够走得很喜乐。
So even though the road is narrow, we can walk on it with joy.
我觉得真的很感谢主。
I thank the Lord.
真的，我觉得其实我每次祷告都跟主祷告说。主啊，我是想悔改，可是我没有能力，我行出来。
Many a times I want to repent, but I find that I'm powerless.
我知道说我这在你面前其实不算数的，这个悔改是不算数的。
So I know that my repentance are false.
悔改是带出行动的。
Because true repentance come with action.
所以这是下山的时候，其实我在心里面有向主一个祷告。
So as we are going down the mountain, I have prayer before the Lord.
我们这次的主题是远离喧嚣，听主声音。
And in this camp's theme is listen to Jesus in the noisy world.
所以我就祷告主说，让我进入那个喧嚣当中，还是能够听见你的声音。
So I pray to the Lord that while I'm in that noisy world, I can still hear your voice.
我觉得我们大家可以一起来彼此的提醒，一起来努力，真的是听主的声音，每天每天能够跟主亲近。
So let us encourage one another to listen to the Lord Jesus and to draw near to Him. Thank you. I keep hesitating whether I should come out or not.
我们今天的主题，这次的主题是说听主的声音。
The theme of this camp is to listen to the Lord.
We 们确实花了很多时间在讨论我们忙不忙。
We did spend a long time talking about how busy we are.
但是我呢，我不是很忙。
I'm not a very busy person.
但是昨天，我想神借着 Neil 弟兄向我说话。
But I felt that God has spoken to me yesterday through Neil's message.
因为他讲到，神是看重我们的内心。
Because he talked about God really look at our heart.
可是呢，我有一个问题，就是我们也是很常常的教导说，你的信心是要有行为，然后，活出来。
Because we have been taught that our faith needs to be accompanied by works in order to prove that our faith is good.
对，所以我就去问 Neil 弟兄在有一个 break 的时候。
So during supper, I asked Neil that question.
然后呢，我就给他举了一个例子，我说为什么有时候我在开车的时候，如果说我要换线。
And I gave him an example, say when I was driving by myself.If I need to change lane,
然后我打灯，可是后面的人不让我。
And I put on the signals, but the person behind me did not want to let me go.
但有时候呢，我会很生气。
So when that happened, I can become very angry.
那么呢，那个弟兄呢就跟我讲，他说我生气是因为觉得我做的是对的。
And
Neil 弟兄就跟我说
，Neil said to me.
我认为我做的是对的。
If I felt that what I did was right,
但是实际上我不见得比别人对。
But actually, I do not think that I was more right than the others.
就说那个人不让我，不见得就是他有多差。
So the person who do not want to let me change lane may not necessarily mean that he's a bad person.
然后我听到这句话以后，我就真的是像有一束光照进了我的心里面。
So when I heard that, I felt that there was a bit of a light shining to my heart.
因为我刚来的时候，我就很不喜欢这个环境。星期五的时候。
Actually, when I first arrived this camp, I disliked the environment.
我就在一直在想着，我说我应该什么时候走呢？
And I was thinking about when can I just leave?
就是lunch 以后啊，还是晚餐以后啊，我就一直在想着找这个机会走。
I was thinking about maybe I should leave after lunch or after dinner.
但是他这样跟我讲了以后呢，我就才发现，
but、
其实
when he said that to me,
我也没有比在座的任何一个人好。
I'm not any better than any of you here.
那我有什么借口，就是来？抱怨这里的环境不好，这里的饭食不好呢？
So why should I complain about the environment is not good and the food is not good?
所以，然后今天他上午他又在讲到，这么多的罪里面，神最不喜悦的就是骄傲。
And Neil mentioned this morning about there are so many sins, but one that God hated was being proud.
我就觉得这一次营会我真的是学到了很多。有一个我最大的一个我要去克服的，就是我的骄傲。
I believe that I learned many things, and one of the things I learned is that the biggest problem in my life is my pride.
谢谢。
Thank you.
Hey everyone. So I just thought I'd do this because you know there's an awkward silence. So.
我站出来讲，因为我觉得好像太近了，不好。
Rack my brain here. Okay, so this camp was really great, and I really enjoy this camp, and this would be my first year being a Christian.
这个营很好，我真的很享受这个营。这个是我第一年做基督徒。
Yeah, so it was like this time last year that I first decided to just follow Jesus.
因为我同类似时间去年，我是当时是决定要跟从耶稣，现在差不多一年了。
Had a really great experience this entire year, and just really thankful that God has chosen me as His own. And yeah, I just yeah.
因为我对过去一年我感恩，因为真的我真的很感谢神，他拣选我做他的门徒去跟从他。
So at this camp, I thought that because I'm a really busy person.
对于这个营来讲呢，我其实我本身是个很忙的人。
I do rowing, so I train every day, like twice a day, and it just gets really competitive, and I'm really ambitious, and it's not that great.
Rowing.
划船。
哦，我是划拳的，划船的，我是很竞争性很强的，我是很忙的，我要有很多雄心的。
Yeah, so my life is really competitive, and it's all about, especially at my school, it's all about coming first and being the best, and I really wanted to just take a break from that and just come to this camp and just relax.
我因为在特别在学校，我是很竞争性很强，我都要很想第一，所以我也弄到自己很忙，所以我其实呢来参加这个营呢，我是怕能够休息一下。
So I just thought that this is a really great opportunity, and I think that we should all just take some time to just think how lucky we are that we get to have this time to just reflect.On everything that's happening to us.
其实我能够参与这个青年营真的是很蒙福，很好，因为我们有这个机会来回顾或者反省或者思想，一些事情。
And I don't know if any of you have noticed, but I have a lot of questions and I talk a lot, and you know the deep questions of life, and I really thought that many of them have been answered at this time.
我不知道你有没有发觉，我就发觉我自己有很多问题想知道想问，其实我们在这个营里头有机会面对一些人生很深很大的问题，但是我很感谢神，很开心，因为我觉得很多很重要的问题我也觉得得到解答。
But I think that the most important thing that I've learned at this camp is that even though I have all these questions and that I want to know more about these things andThe origins and the mystery of it all.
但是有个最重要的就是，固然我们有许多许多的问题，有小问题、大问题，这很多奥秘的问题。 但是呢
，It doesn't matter in the end。
其实这个不一定是很重要的最后。
Because all we have is Jesus's love for us, and that's all that we need to focus on。
就是我们所有的，就是耶稣是爱我们的，这个就是我们所有最重要的。
So yeah, I just really wanted to just, because I think I just came to this revelation just very recently. So yeah, I think one thing I'm going to work on is to just not really worrying about the why, but on the present.
所以我这样领会，我觉得是一个很大的认识看见，并且呢不是在单单是去问为什么，乃是我们就是今天我们珍惜今天的时间。
Yeah, so that's, yeah, that's it.
就是这样。
OK, 希望你们不要太吃惊。
Don't be too so surprised to see me here.
是不是都没想到我会站上来？
My daughter did not think that I would come out here.
我不算青年人，但是我不算老年人。
I'm not a young people. I'm also not an elderly person.
其实我很纠结要不要上来，因为最近神在我心里有一个负担。
Sorry, just now you didn't.
最近比较比较纠结哈，就是我心里有个负担，要不要上来分享
？I have this burden, but I'm not sure whether I should come out here to share.
Yeah, 因为上来分享压力会很大。
Because it's quite a lot of pressure on me.
因为我的弟兄坐在第一排。
My husband is sitting on the front row.
我的女儿坐在后面几排。
OK,
但是我觉得我顺从我里面的感动。
I just want to follow what was moving within.
Yeah, 周围有很多年轻的弟兄姊妹在我身边。
Yeah, it's good to have so many young people around me.
神一直给我有一个很大的感动。我曾经年轻过，我不知道每一个在座的年轻弟兄姊妹将怎么样奔跑你们将来的一生。
Because I have once been young before, and I was wondering how all these young people are going to run.The path that's set before you.
今天尼尔弟兄讲到了我们的宽度。尼尔弟兄讲到我们人生的宽度 wide.
Neil talk about how wide our life could be.
讲到了我们人生的长度。
And how long is gonna we have to run?
其实我觉得我不知道你们是不是感觉自己的人生还有很长很长。
Do you feel that you still have a long life ahead of you?
当我看到你们的时候，我觉得我的年轻过得太快了。
And when I see you, I felt that I lost my youth too quickly.
我尝试着抓住青春的尾巴。
I'm trying to catch hold of the end of my youth.
但是时间是很残忍的。
But time do not wait for anyone.
就像今天我在吃饭的时候，他们还在纠结，我应该叫你青云卷呢，还是青云阿姨呢？
So someone asking me, should I call you 青云 auntie 青云 or should I call you sister 青云？
当他们很尊重叫我青云阿姨的时候，其实我很伤心。
But with extra respect, they call me auntie 青云 but that make me very sad.
当他们叫我青云姐的时候，其实我知道他们是在安慰我。
So when they call me Sister 青云 that I felt more comforted.
所以在我的感觉里面，在座的每一个弟兄，年轻的弟兄姊妹呢，他们给我的一个 picture 就是他们像一辆摩托车一样，就在那里呜呜呜。
I felt that young people is like a motorbike that is rearing to go.
Yeah, 就是他们充满了能量。
They are full of energy.
他们已经好像要往前冲一样。
They are ready to rush.
但是他们应该往哪一个方向冲呢
？But what direction should they go?
如果我们没有选对方向的时候
，When we need to choose the right direction.
如果我们选错道路的时候
，But if we choose the wrong way.
我们知道在交通的意外里面，就像昨天的 presentation 一样 ，ambulance 的声音就来到。
And then we know that accidents can happen, just like the skit by the 180 last night.
对，所以我们这次的主题。
So our theme this conference.
纷繁世界，听主声音。
Listening to Jesus in the noisy world.
如果我没有听到主的声音。
If we can hear God's voice.
而我们是一个基督徒。
And we are a Christian.
而我们盲目的。
Then, but if we are blinded,
因为我们年轻的冲劲冲力，而在横冲直撞的，像一只无头苍蝇一样。
But if we like a headless fly that is going everywhere without direction,
那么那个结果我们可想而知。
Then we know that it is going to be terrible results.
所以我觉得真的很重要。
So it's very important.
尼尔弟兄讲到了我们神是何等的伟大，何等的信实，何等值得我们信赖和听从。
Neil talked about how great God is and how trustworthy, how loving and merciful He is that we should really come near Him.
那么既然在座的我们每一个弟兄姊妹在他的心里头神都盖了印记的话，那我们该不该好好的来听了，然后再启动我们的 engine 往前冲。
So since all of us has the mark of ownership on us by God, then should not we come near God and listen to Him first before we go on our way?
要不然我们就会走错。
Otherwise we will go on the wrong path.
我们就会荒废我们的人生。
Then we might lose
我们没有回头的路。
And wasted our way.
Yeah. 虽然我已经不再年轻。
Even though I'm no longer young.
我还有一点点路要走。
I still have a bit more journey to go.
但是我真的很盼望提醒年轻的弟兄姊妹。
I really hope and also be able to remind.
趁着你们年轻的时候。
While you're still young.
你们都希望过一个有价值的人生的时候。
You want to live a valuable life.
第一步。
The first step.
我们认清什么叫价值。
We need to have the right value.
我们如果是一个基督徒，我们的价值人生是什么
？So to be a Christian, what is the value of our life?
如果我们不懂，没有关系。
If we do not know it, then maybe it doesn't really matter.
那我们学习倾听。
Then we learn to listen.
我们听到了之后。
After we hear it.
我们学习。
We learn.
主说，我可以差遣谁
？The Lord say, "Who can I send?"
我们愿意回答吗
？Can we answer him?
我们可以说，我在这里吗
？Can we say, "Here am I?"
当我们说我们在这里的时候
，When you say, "Here am I?"
我们是否准备好了
？Are we ready to go?
希望神祝福大家。
May the Lord bless you.
愿你们年轻的生命
While that you are still young,
为神闪闪发光。
To really shine for the Lord.
谢谢。
Thank you.
大家好。
Good afternoon.
青云姐妹的交通给我动力和安慰。
Qingyun's sharing has given me some encouragement and also comfort.
所以我也交通一点心里话。
So I share something from my heart as well.
今天上午啊，我其实心情很沉重。
This morning I was actually have a heavy heart.
特别是听到问题回答最后一个问题，关于同性恋的问题。
Especially the last question concerning gay people or homosexuality.
我想念两句的经文，在罗马书第一章。
I want to read two verses in Romans chapter one.
因此，神任凭他们放纵可羞耻的情欲，他们的女人把顺性的用处变为逆性的用处，男人也是如此，弃了女人顺性的用处，欲火攻心，彼此贪恋，男和男行可羞耻的事，就在自己身上受这妄为。当得的报应，在罗马书的一章二十六、二十七节。
Romans chapter one, verse 26-27. For this reason, God gave them up to vile passions, for even their women exchanged natural use for what is against nature. Likewise, also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burning their lust for one another, men with men commit what is shameful, and receiving in themselves the penalty of the error which was due.
我里面有个很重的负担，所以我就趁着吃中饭前的时间写了一点下来，觉得现在真的是老了，不然记不住。
I realized that there was a burden in me concerning this. So during lunchtime, I written down what I want to share because I'm older now. I find that it's hard to remember things.
有弟兄姐妹们问到，并且我不是第一次听见这个问题，就是说有同性恋的倾向。是人生下来就有的一种天然的倾向。
And talking about when people say that they are born with the natural inclination for homosexual inclinations, is that true?
我靠着我的主耶稣基督，我要说这是魔鬼的谎言。
I, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I must say this is actually a lie of Satan.
我请在座无论讲中文还是讲英文的弟兄姐妹，我们真的要带着这个心到神的面前来识破这个谎言。
We should, whether we are speaking Chinese or English, we need to really break these lies that Satan has been teaching us.
在座年轻的弟兄姐妹，很多都是年轻，也有很多都是非常美丽。
Many of you are young and very beautiful.
我想劝勉大家。
I want to encourage you and all the admonish you.
我们不要上了魔鬼的当。
Do not fall into Satan's trap.
这一个谎言，它让我们作为神的儿女，在犯罪的时候，可以有一个良心平安的借口。
And this lie can cause us to comfort ourselves when we sin against God in this matter.
主耶稣在哥林多前书是怎么告诉我们的？
What did the Lord Jesus share with us in 1 Corinthians?
我们 Black Town 的小组查经正好查这几个星期查到哥林多前书。
Black Town's Bible study group has studied 1 Corinthians recently.
所以我也想，特别是在哥林多前书的第六章十八到二十节里面，他说到，人所犯的无论什么罪，都在身子外面的，但唯有行淫乱的，是得罪自己的身子。这一个淫乱，不单单是指异性的淫乱，同性更是淫乱。
And in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 18, talking about every sin that a man does is outside the body, but he who commits sexual immorality sins against his own body. This is not just to heterosexual, but also to homosexuals.
你会说，神为什么就对这个罪这么恨？为什么要这样的大惊小怪？
Why did God pay such a special emphasis on the sexual immorality?
在前面第十三节里面，圣经就这样讲到，我们的身子是为了主的，主也是为了我们的身子。
And also in the verses before that, talking about our body is for the Lord, and the Lord for the body.
神造了你我这样好的一个身体，不是为了淫乱的。
God created you and gave us a good body so that we will not use it for sexual immorality.
主所看重的是一个圣洁的婚姻，也就是一男一女的结合。
God paid attention to a holy marriage that is between a man and a woman.
神所恨恶的是在身子上的淫乱，也就是异性恋也好，同性恋也好，都是为神所憎恶的。
God hated sexual immorality, either homosexual or heterosexual.
今天坐在这里的，不管大的也好，小的也好，我们都被称为是神的儿女，对不对？
Today, all of us here, whether we are young or old, we are all children of God.
我们是神的儿女，我们要不要听我们天父的话？
If we are the children of God, should we not listen to the word of the Father?
还是我们一面要做神的儿女，一面我们不愿意捅破这个撒旦的谎言？
Or are we still want to remain as children of God, yet not willing to break off these lies of Satan?
我的年轻的亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，我们要在身子上荣耀神。
So, dear brothers and sisters who are young, among us, let us use our body to glorify God.
我们迟早大家都会进入婚姻，除了有少数守独身之外。
Except for some of you who might choose to be single, most of us will enter into marriage.
我们要记住，与主联合的是与主成为一体。
We are to be in one body with the Lord.
我想问问大家，是一个有圣洁的婚姻或者圣洁男女关系的基督徒，容易与主成为一体呢？还是一个认为自己天生有同性恋倾向的人，更容易与主成为一体。
If you keep yourself pure, would that be easier for you to be in one with the Lord? Or if you commit adulteries and fornications, then how easy is that for you to be in one with the Lord?
你我的身子是主造的，我们要用尊贵和圣洁来守着。
Your body and my body are created by the Lord. We are to honor God with a holy life.
我希望年轻的弟兄姐妹们， 能够识破魔鬼的诡计。
May young brothers and sisters be able to see through the lies of Satan.
让主的宝血来洁净我们的思想意念。
That the precious blood of the Lord may cleanse our mind and our thoughts.
让我们在思想上首先有一个警戒的心。
That we have a watchful heart in our mind.
我们在这个污秽的世界里要分别为圣，为着主自己先站稳了。
That we must sanctify ourselves in this polluted world and to stand firm for the Lord.
我们才可以或者有力量来帮助那些陷在同样罪里面的人来看清楚，来脱离罪。
Then can we help others who have fallen into such sins and to help them to be free from it?
不然的话，你们自己就会先被这个潮流卷走。
Otherwise, we ourselves will be taken away by this current of corruptions.
最后，我想问两个问题。
I want to ask you two questions in the end.
大家知道你们在平时的生活中听到骂人最难听的话是什么？骂人的话最难听的话，
you know that,
最难听的骂人话是什么？
Words, scolding that you can hear.
不要告诉我。
Don't tell me.
不是骂你是一只猪或者你是个小偷之类的话。
It's not accusing you of being a pig or animal or being a thief.
世界上骂人最难听的话，不管是哪一个国家、哪一种语言，都不外乎两件事情。
And the worst accusation that people can say to you, whether it's here in this country or other countries.
他们要侮辱两种的关系。
They are trying to corrupt two relationships.
一种关系就是神与人的关系。
One is the relationship between God and man.
一种关系就是神所创造的那起初是圣洁的男女之间的关系。
And the other thing is they want to corrupt is the relationship that man and woman should have as determined by God.
我想大家都明白是什么话，但愿主让这些肮脏的字眼从我们的思想里拿走。
May the Lord take away such dirty words from our mind.
但正是因为这个，就显示出神所认为最圣洁的，也就是魔鬼最要破坏的东西。
So what is deemed the most holy by God is what Satan wants to destroy.
我们的身子是为主，不是为了世界上的污秽。
Our body is for the Lord, not for the corruption that's in the world.
为主具体体现在哪里？
How do we show that?
对于我们年轻人来说，很重要的一点就是在性上面的纯洁。
And for young people, that is we should keep ourselves pure on sexual.
婚姻的专一。
And it's to really to be focused, to be truthful to your partner.
婚前的贞洁。
And to keep yourself pure before marriage.
而为淫乱的体现方面在哪里？
And what is the action that show that you are not pure?
就是对性的随便。
That is to be too relaxed about sexual things.
包括同性恋的思想和行为。
Including homosexual actions or inclinations.
和不正当的与异性之间的关系。
And also improper conduct with the opposite sex.
第二个问题我要问大家的是。
The other question I want to ask you is this.
索多玛和俄摩拉为什么灭亡？
Why did Sodom and Gomorrah perish?
是为了什么罪？
For what sins?
创世纪十八十九章里面有记载，就是为了同性恋的罪。
Genesis 18:19 has clear description talking about homosexual sins that they committed.
是怎么被灭的
？How did they get destroyed?
是神降了硫磺和火，把整座城市全部淹没。
God sent sulfur and fire that burned up the whole city.
3000多年以来，你现在到死海地区，还可以看到那些城市的遗迹。
And 3,000 years later, if you go to the Dead Sea for a tour, you can see the remains of that city.
你可以看到那个硫磺的背后，城墙的窗户的轮廓和城门的轮廓。
You can see the outward form of those city walls that has been burned by sulfur and fire.
彼得提醒我们，这些事情要做我们后世人的借鉴。
And Peter reminded us that these are as a warning to us in the last days.
所以同性恋不是现在才有， 在旧约的时候，在新约一世纪的时候，早就滥行。
So homosexuality is not just at this age, but also in the olden time.
我愿意年轻的弟兄姐妹不要蒙在鼓里，随从这个世界上的舆论、媒介的渲染。
So should young people should not be led away by the thought of this current fashion of the world.
今天悉尼每年三月份大家最津津乐道的事件是什么？
So what is the things that the festival that is most popular among Sydneysiders every March?
连 David 都知道 Mardi Gras.
Even David, young David know that it's Mardi Gras.
同性恋大游行。
That is the gay people or lesbian people, they have a parade on the street.
我们生活在像今天这样一个索多玛俄摩拉的城市，这是一个事实。
So this is a fact that we are living in the same time as Sodom and Gomorrah.
所以我们更加应该如何的来警惕？
So especially we should be more cautious.
如何来听主的话？
How to listen to the Lord.
遵行他的话。
And to obey him.
我希望大家不要把神的话当作陈词滥调。
I really hope that you do not neglect God's warning in the Bible.
或者是耳边风。
Or to listen and then forget.
我想最后请大家一起来读《哥林多前书》六章，从第十二节到第二十节。
Can we all read together verse 12 to verse 20 in First Corinthians chapter 6?
愿主将他的话深深地印在我们心里。
May the Lord imprint His words in our heart.
OK， 我们感谢主刚才一些弟兄姊妹给我们的见证。
We thank the Lord for the testimony shared with brothers and sisters.
我们也看见神实在是恩待我们这次的青年营。
And we can see that God has been gracious to our youth camp this time.
刚才我们和那个营地的经理，我们在那个最后我们在给他钱算账的时候。
And when I was trying, we were trying to settle the account with the camp manager.
那我们最后算了一下我们这个进营的人数。
And we counted the numbers that were coming to the camp.
包括这个 full time 和 part time.
Including the part time and the full time attendees.
我们原来在开始这个筹备这个营会的时候，我们当时 set 这个人数是最少需要77个。
At first, when we say we're going to come to the camp, we told them that the minimum number is 77 people.
但是在我们报名截止之前的一个星期，只有50多个，五六十个。
A week before the end of the closing of the registration, we only have about 55 people.
我们今天我们最后查了一下人数。
And today we recalculate the numbers again.
我们一共进来包括 full time、part time 一共是79个。
We have 79 people, including part-time and full-time.
那包括这个两个小朋友，这个一个是那个一岁的，啊，只有几个月大，四个月大的，还有一个伊娃，也是才四五岁。
Including a few months old baby and also Eva, of 4 or 5 years old.
所以除掉他们两个，正好是77个。
So if you take away the numbers of the two young children.Then we have 77.
我们实在感谢主，实在是主听我们的祷告。
Thank the Lord for listening to our prayers.
而且我们刚才他说，那个营地的那个经理，他问我们说有没有什么 complaint.
And the camp manager asked us, do we have any complaint?
我们说这个饭好像每次都煮不熟。
We say that the rice is not cooked properly.
这是为什么这个 Joanna 她想要走。
And that's why maybe Joanna want to leave.
所以她我。那他就跟我说，他说下次就能不能请你们带你们自己的那个 rice cooker?
And the camp manager said maybe you can bring a rice cooker next time.
因为他说 Australian 他们不知道怎么样 cook the rice.
Because Australian does not know how to cook the rice.
所以他每次我们有三次来营地都是饭都是不熟的。
Because we came here 3 times, I think rice always a problem.
但是我想，
但是我想。其实神不仅仅是供应我们身体的需要。
Not only God has supplied our need bodily.
我想神真的是他供应我们属灵上的需要。
He also supplied our spiritual need.
而且这个属灵上的需要是我们真实的需要。
This is our true need.
所以，今天那个这两天尼尔弟兄也讲到登山，讲到彼得在山上看见主在那里变相。
Neil talk about going up mountain, talking about the vision that Peter saw of the Lord transfiguration.
我想也跟很多弟兄姊妹的经历和见证一样。
And I believe that is similar to many brothers and sisters' testimony.
当我们在营地里的时候，我们会觉得说，好像我们比较容易听见主的声音。
Especially when we at the camp, we find that it's easier to hear God's voice.
而且特别这一两天，你看好像整天都在下雨，我们也没地方去。
Especially these few days has always been raining, and we have nowhere to go.
以前我们是经常出去打球啊，去周围去玩啊。
In the past, we're able to go and play basketball or going to walk around.
那这次下雨，我们就只能在这里，大家能够多一点的时间交通，大家能够来在这里有一些好像听主的话。
And this time, because we had the rain, so we all had to stay indoor and talk to one another and listen to the Lord.
所以我想，当我们在这个很少有这些干扰的情况下，我们听主的声音，我们会觉得比较容易。
So we find that we can listen to the Lord much easier in an environment where there are less disturbance.
但是从明天开始，我们要回到那个 noisy world.
But tomorrow we're going to go back to that noisy world.
所以我想，如果我们当我们回到这个 noisy world 的时候，
When we go back to this noisy world,
那我们是不是还能够继续的听见主的声音？
Can we continue to listen to the Lord's voice?
所以我想刚才有姊妹上来讲到我们昨天workshop 的一些的分享。
Just now, some sisters say about what they learned from the workshop.
当我们在营地里有一些得着的时候
，When we gain something from the Lord in the camp.
我想不是让这些我们的得着就好像这样轻易的就过去。
We should not let what we gain to just pass away easily.
而是当我们下山的时候，是真正考验我们的时候。
But the time when we go down the mountain is where we get tested.
因为我们下去以后，我们又会遇到很多的干扰。
Because when we go down, and we are going to have some disturbance again.
又有很多的东西，它要来吸引我们。
There are still again many other things that will distract us.
但是我们有没有一个心智，我们要来改变
？Do we have a heart to say that, Lord, I want to change?
那我们昨天有讲了两句话，讲到说，开始第一步很重要。
And we say that first step is important.
而且每一天都走一步也很重要。
And every day we walk one step, and that is important.
当你发现你每一天都在走一小步的时候
，we discover as you take a small step each day.
我想当你明年来到这里的时候
，next year when they come back here,
每个人都会觉得你跟去年不一样。
Everyone will say you are different from last year.
就像刚才 Deborah 上来做见证一样
，just like Deborah testified that.
我想她今年和去年的感觉就不一样。
She said that what she felt this year is different to last year.
所以我真的是希望不仅仅是对着所有的年轻的弟兄姊妹。
So not just for all the young brothers and sisters.
我想对于我们其实也是神告诉也是一个挑战。
And to all of us who are older, it is also the same challenge.
让我们知道能不能在我们最忙碌的时候，我们始终对着主能够忠心。
Can we be faithful to the Lord when we are at our busiest?
所以我们实在要来感谢我们的主。
Thank our Lord.
因为他真的借着这几天对我们的心说了话。
Through these few days, He has spoken to our hearts.
我们最后我们一起站起来，我们唱一首歌，我们就结束，好吗
？Can we stand up and sing one song and to conclude this?
61首。Give thanks.
Give thanks.
Let's pray.
Lord, we thank you and thank you, Lord.
主，我们实在要感谢你。
For that's all we can say to you, the one who not only loved us but also gave his life for us.
我们对着那一位把自己所有全部给我们的，我们实在要向他发出我们心里最深的感谢。
In these last days, you are still speaking to us.
因为在这末世的时候，你仍然对我们说话。
Each of us are different.
每一个人我们都不一样。
Different environment and different challenges.
不同的环境，不同的挑战。
But you knew every one of us.
但是你知道我们每一个人。
Not only knew our names, you know our temptations, our trials, our failures and our successes.
你知道我们每个人不仅知道我们每个人的名字，你也知道我们每个人经历不同的挑战、不同的失败、不同的诱惑。
You are our good shepherd.
但是你是一个好牧人。
You will continue to lead us and guide us.
你要继续的带领并且引导我们。
Your rod and your staff will protect us, will comfort us.
你的杖、你的竿都要引导我们。
Lord, we thank you.
主耶稣，我们感谢你。
As we going to leave this camp and go back to where we come from.
我们要下山，我们要回到我们每一天的生活的当中。
May your presence go with us.
求你的同在一直的与我们同在。
Teach us every day to take that baby step with you.
让我们学习每一天如何能够借着每一个小的经历，我们来经历你。
To walk on the path that you have determined for us.
让我们能够行在你为我们所要定的路上。
Keep us safe on the way.
让我们能够回去有个平安的脚步。
Keep us always remembering how much you have done for us.
让我们也常常记住你所为我们所做的一切。
And that our life should be for you.
让我们的生命也能够一直活着为你。
Keep us pure.
让我们能够持守我们的纯洁。
That we may glorify you.
让我们真的能够来荣耀你自己的名。
In your most precious name.
我们祷告奉你宝贵的名。
Amen.
Amen. 请坐，我们最后请大家走的时候把这个。